Having a goal is a state of happiness. Having a goal is a state of happiness. I think that was something Mark Twain said. Having a goal is a state of happiness. Now, when you have a goal, you are as happy as can be. When you have a goal, life's just okay, because you've got something that you're thinking about, something you're dreaming about, something you're living, something you're desiring. Now, Ellen is in the process of being a grandmother. Now, you say she already is a grandmother. She's a grandmother many times over. Yes, but Ellen has a goal of being the ideal grandmother from her point of view. From her point of view, the ideal grandmother is the grandmother who is always there to say, I love you, and to smile on all of the activities that you're going through, and to delight in your silly pictures and good pictures and all that sort of stuff. Now, you say, well, that's an easy goal. Well, that's what all goals are supposed to be. All goals are supposed to be easy, because having a goal is a state of happiness. I was listening to my tapes here, my morning talks as I walked the path with Rex, and this morning I was hearing myself saying that Ellen loves to come over to the monastery and look for trouble. She looks for dust. She looks for things to clean up. She looks for the top of the counters to be spick and span. She looks for all these things. Now, that's her goal. And that's her state of happiness when? When she wipes it clean. Now, I would like to retrain Ellen's goals, as far as the monastery goes, to see all things already ideal and perfect and done. That when she looks at anything, she doesn't see the hole in the wall. She sees the little sign that we put up there. She doesn't see the paint missing any place or where her handprint is. She sees the beautiful whole wall. When I stand at the window and I'm putting on my shoe because there's no chair there, I hold on to the window and put my foot on the into my shoe. If I sit on my chair, then I slip my foot on my shoe, and everything is okay. But, you see, until I took a chair and set it there next to the door, it wasn't there. Well, when it was next to the door, that's my state of happiness. Because I go over there and sit, and I say, is this a good chair? I put it there. Isn't that wonderful? And then I use it. I enjoy it. I take part in that. Having a goal is a state of happiness. So, when I have little goals of making it comfortable for me to sit at the door in a chair to put my shoes on, I do it. When I think, I'm going to leave my slippers in the living room, and then I think, well, no, that's not very good, because pretty soon we'll have a whole bundle of slippers. Everybody will get the same idea, and then it looks a little messy. Or I'm going to fix, and I was writing down some quotes for my morning talks. And I thought, well, here, I'll write down two or three of them, you know. So I wrote down three of them, so I'm all set for the next 3 days with quotes for my morning talks. And it's just having a goal is a state of happiness. My goal is to have three goals or more for my morning talks, so for the next 3 days, I have them all set. And how wonderful that is. You say, well, bully for you. My goal for my happiness and your goal for your happiness are usually two different things. Because your goal for your happiness is doing something that makes you happy. Because you're already happy in the goal that you're following. Now, Anita, she's moving into the Hermitage and getting it all cleaned up and painted and redone and having just a total overhaul. And the carpet was cleaned for her, and the furniture is moved. And then we said, well, what about this chair? Would you like that? And Anita would rather have just look around and say, I like that chair, and I like it. But no, she knew what was available. And so she decided, now let's see, where would I like to have it? How would I like to have it in my house? And none of us are offering any suggestions. because it has to be her suggestion to fulfill her happiness quotient. And she will fulfill that so beautifully when she has open house, which would be very beautiful. See, everyone who moves into a house and has it all cleaned up and fixed up nice has open house and says, come on, I want you to see what I've done. I want you to see what I've done. Watch me in progress. That's okay, too. But see what I've done and see how nice it is, you know. And no, the dog can't come in here. He's got dust on his feet. Well, that's not Anita. Yeah. Anita says, the dog can go anywhere in my house, just like I can go anywhere in the dog's house. And her state of happiness is what? Having a goal. Now, what's her goal right at the moment? It's learning how to drive. Learning the rules of the road, so she takes the test next week. And her goal is getting her house all organized. And she's not finished yet. She still wants to remove the air conditioner from the window. She still wants to wash all her windows. She still wants to do all of these things. But you see, so you don't tell people what you're doing. You just do it. And when you've done it, and when it's all done, then that's beautiful and fine. And Anita needs that doggy door in the living room.
To call in.
And she needs the doggy door in the bathroom, so if she ever gets locked out, she can just call in there.
Good idea.
And so she's going to have paradise because it is her goal. Now, Ellen, what is your goal?
I have a new bathroom. I've made it all nice.
That's not correct. Ellen's goal was to have a new bathroom, and now she has it. She's already got it all fixed up. She had a special
carpet,
the towel rack put up next to her sink that she has always wanted.
Yeah.
And she has lighting galore in there. I mean, it's 5 or 6 bulbs up there, you know, or 8. And super. And she, but that's just her guest bathroom. That's just her bathroom that she uses on the run when she is going to take her bath or go into her bathroom to go into all her cabinets. She goes into the master bathroom, which is off her master study. And she's got that super. And I said to her, would you like to move your desk? She said, no, I like it just the way it is. She said, I'm used to it. It's beautiful. I have my credenza here, and I have my desk here, and I have it halfway empty, and I feel good about it. And I only have the work on it that I'm working on. And she said, my goal is to have my office just so orderly that I just reach here and there, and I know right where I'm reaching. As long as Herb hasn't been in there and rearranged anything.
Exactly.
Which is your goal.
But the goal of having a goal and living your goal and enjoying your goal is happiness. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're all about. We all want to live happiness. Now, what does Rex goal? Rex plays with us here and he does this and he runs around the living room and he brings us toys from our chair. He brings us the pillow or something off our chair. And then he sees that we're not really interested in that. So then he goes to his own toy box. And he picks through the things that are in his toy box. He says, this bone or that bone or this thing or that thing. And finally, he brings it out. And then he lays in front of the front door with his bone and chewing away, not in a rush, just something to amuse himself with. And his goal is happiness because he is chewing on a bone that makes him feel so delighted. Mm-hmm. Now, we all do that. We all have certain things that make us feel delighted. Ellen likes to sit here over a cup of tea and just sort of chat with us in the morning. And Anita, she sits with us over a cup of anything that happens to come by. And she chats, and I too. And the tea is not the important thing. But it's just something that binds us, so to speak, to the table, togetherness, and to talk together, and to share together. Our goal is happiness, and happiness is the goal. And it's a wonderful thing to do. Now, we have guests coming today. What are we going to do? Are we going to have a coffee cup set out for them or whatever? Are we going to be helpful to them in every way? Are we going to make them feel like they're invited guests in our very precious home? Yes, that's what we're going to do. When Gordy was here yesterday, was he our very precious guest in our home? Yes. Did he? He's 77 years old, and he's crawling up on our roof, and he's crawling underneath my desk, and just going everywhere, doing all sorts of things, taking care of our internet. Just a totally fantastic guy. And we've known him over 20 years working with him. And that goes by so fast. You don't think of 20 years. But when I was a kid, my dad had a suit. And he wore the suit on the job, and he wore the suit everywhere. And the question was asked of him at some point. I think we were 10 or 12 years old. When did you get that suit, Dad? You know? And he said, oh, I've had that suit for 20 years. 20 years? That's more than our lifetime, you know? And we think that's so strange. And yet, many people, styles come in, styles go out, and things come in, things go out. And what's my dad's goal of happiness? Just to do all the things he wants to do when he wants to do them. And he does them. What's your goal of happiness? Being yourself and having fun. And when you are yourself and you have fun, everything works out perfectly for you. And when you keep your nose out of other people's business, you can look at what they have and say, how wonderful. Not look at what they have and say, oh, you could have done so much better. Keep your nose out of other people's business. If you want to admire, do so. But don't advise and don't make suggestions of how they could do it better, because that's not fulfillment of a goal of happiness. So this day, having a goal is a state of happiness, and have lots of goals. Goals of joy and harmony and peace and love. Goals that you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. The goals that you say, all is in divine order. And as I walk with Rex, I say, Rex, you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of your life. Every day that he is a dog, every day he's alive, for 100 years, if it's his term, he's whole and perfect every day. And I live in my body whole and perfect all the time. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect every day of my life. And you see, then there's no one day when I don't feel so good. There's no one day I have a cold. There's no one day that I lack something. Because every day of my life, I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's nice. And there's no bits and bits about it. It's just totally done. And how wonderful that is. Join me in that. And know that as we arrive at 13 minutes of our sharing today, we say, I love you. I love you. I love you.